Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Liverpool Football Club with actor Kent Reilly, who's attempting to keep his little one quiet at the same time. Morning to you, Kent.
How are we, mate?
Okay? Isn't that always the way? Just when you want to talk. Never mind. We'll struggle through it. Don't worry about that at all. We're going to talk goalkeepers in a moment or two because there's plenty being said this morning about that. But let's get some reflection on that performance at the weekend. Liverpool have got to hope this isn't another false dawn. This should be a new era, that sort of football.
I mean, that's what you'd hope for, isn't it, mate? You know, it's one of them. You see that kind of performance, certainly kind of, you know, really high tempo and kind of just really, you know, from start to finish, concentrated, really, I feel like, other than the goals, which were little lapses in, I think, overall. I mean, the scoreline, 4-3, didn't really reflect the game. You know, we beat them, you know, well from start to finish. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's one of them. I think we're in a position now, and we normally finish the season strong, so you're kind of hoping now that this is a point where, you know, I think it's since the Tottenham game we've not been beat, have we? So it feels like we're in a good... in a good, you know, vein of form. I feel like we've got some nice rhythm and momentum now. The games are coming, you know, thick and fast.
Can you read too much into one result, Kent?
Yeah, and no, I think it's the manner of the result, and you know, it was against it. You know, you can, but I feel like it's those results that give you, you know, real confidence as a team, I would imagine. You know, with the first team in the league to beat City, so you've got to use that. That's got to be something that, you know, you can kind of, you know, push on from, as you say. But I do think you can read into results a bit too much as well. It's just another 3 points on the board, and it's, you know, it's against a team that, you know, we knew, we've said it all along, we can beat anyone on our day. I guess it's just a case of, you know, them little moments where, you know, we slip up. I feel like a little bit, it's frustrating when we talk about the 4-3, because I'm not going to moan. I can't really, nothing to moan about, but just the fact that we conceded, you know, another two goals that we weren't necessary, you know what I mean?
Silly ones, really.
Yeah, and you're always going to, you know, City, they're always going to have chances, they're always going to, you know, coming at you. But I just feel, again, it was probably avoidable, you know, all three of them, really. And, you know, disappointing that, you know, Van Dijk coming in and playing against Everton, and then he's had a little knock, because you can never predict it, but you kind of would imagine maybe the scoreline could have been a little bit different if he'd have played. As much as Lovren had a good game, you know, he played well for the most part, but yeah.
So Liverpool do this without Van Dijk and without, of course, Coutinho, who leaves last week for his £140 million. So they're even demonstrating this without two central figures, really.
I mean, I don't know if we can use Van Dijk as the example as much as Coutinho, because he's only played one game, and we do know, you know, of his qualities. But, you know, he's not been kind of an important member for us just yet. I think he will be. I think that's going to happen, you know, sooner rather than later. But I mean, more so Coutinho. You're right. You know, seeing us, you know, perform the way we did, and the level of performance without him, you know, you had everyone saying, "Philu." Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, and it's positive. That's always positive. I mean, getting onto that. Again, I feel like the position we're in, and, you know, the fact that we're still in the FA Cup, we're still, you know, we could still challenge for maybe second in the league. We're still in the Champions League. My only concern with us selling Coutinho was that you don't bring anyone else in to kind of, you know, supplement the his loss.
And, you want all the money spent, don't you, basically? As fans, we do, anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, as fans, but I'm kind of, you know, knowledgeable enough now to know that that's not going to happen, certainly not in January, but I just hope there's something that can be done where you bring in someone who's got enough quality to give us something that, you know, we've lost a little bit with him. You've lost arguably your best player in the middle of the season, where we didn't need to necessarily. I know that there's been, you know, interviews since saying, you know, Klopp saying he didn't think he'd play again this season and whatnot. But, you know, there was a World Cup on the horizon, and I'm certain had we got to the end of January, I mean, it's all gone now anyway, but had we got to the end of January and he'd never got the move, he'd have to crack on. So the fact that we sold them, I'm over. I don't mind that. I just hope to see that there's something that we do, hopefully in January, to kind of, you know, give us that little boost just to make sure that we've still brought someone in and, you know, we can still fire on all, you know, all fronts. Because my concern of, and I'm being maybe not negative, but kind of imagining worst case scenarios, if you get an injury to Mane, Firmino or Salah, I don't know who you've got who could maybe come in and add that type of quality in the team we've got, in the squad we've got at the minute.
Yeah, so still a question mark over the depth there. Now, one question mark after the game at the weekend was about the keeper. You know, the outfield players, pretty much all the outfield players, you'd have said, wow, what a performance they put in. Mm-hmm. But the keeper is one that people are still having the conversation about. Is he good enough? Should he be the number one? Jurgen Klopp's declared Loris Karius as his main man now. This has left Simon Mignolet with a little bit of a cob on. He said he's going to have to consider his future and his situation if he's not playing this month. There's a World Cup to look forward to for him. I think there's a very much sort of split opinion on whether it should be Mignolet or Karius if you go out and speak to, say, 100 fans.
I think that most fans would say it should be neither. That's from my kind of experience when I speak to people. You know, I don't think that any, as far as I know, that anyone thinks either of them are good enough. Do you know what I mean? But I think the problem is that we've got is, you know, the swapping and changing has not benefited no one, and I know it's due to it's basically been a vicious circle. It's not benefited no one. That kind of the uncertainty around. Although he declared Mignolet number one, you know, having your number one, you know, dropped for Champions League games or rested for Champions League games seemed a little bit odd. I feel like, you know, throughout the season it's been a case of he's not been sure on either of them, to be honest. I mean, just looking at the other day, I feel like it's one of them, and I think it's similar with Mignolet. I think they only had, City had four shots on target the other day, and they scored three goals. And yeah, I've seen similar stats when Mignolet's been in as well. So the other thing that's amazed me or kind of baffled me is Ward not having a chance. You know,
not involved at all, is he?
Yeah. And, you know, he's played brilliantly for Huddersfield. And, you know, we were adamant we were keeping hold of him because they wanted to take him again. And he's just being sat on the bench. I mean, I don't know what he does in training. He obviously, you know, they see a lot more than us during the week. But it's confusing to think that with the way Karius and Mignolet have performed, that he can't be any worse.
You've got to believe that they are looking at the market to see whether there is anyone out there that fits the bill of a Jack Butland, or if there is a keeper that is on the radar for the summer. I don't presume anyone will be in this month, but you would believe that Jurgen Klopp and his team must be analysing things.
I mean, I think it would be at this point, it would be negligent not to, because I think when we talk about wanting to be, you know, a successful team and competing, one of the main things that stands out is the spine of your team's got to be strong. And I feel like we're kind of acknowledging that at this point. I know that the midfield's still being a little bit kind of a problematic area, but I think bringing Keita in the summer, you could argue he's a kind of a top midfielder. We've brought Van Dijk in. So he's you know, your big, you know, your good, real quality central defender. Think up top, you know, you normally speak about your spine and a top striker, but I feel like we've got three, you know, top attackers there that can be considered, you know, and I think it's just your goalie. I think your goalie is still lacking. So, yeah, I'd feel like it would be mental to not be looking for a goalie, but... We'll wait and see.
The midfield were brilliant, weren't they? Wijnaldum, exceptional. Even Emre Can playing pretty well on the day. His situation still seems a little bit cloudy. It's unclear whether he's going to have further talks with Liverpool or whether it is a European club that he's sort of eyeing up.
Well, by all intents and purposes, it sounds like, you know, I'm under no illusion. He's definitely obviously been speaking to Juventus. But I don't know. It's a baffling one because obviously it's not necessarily out in the public domain regarding what the issue is. I don't think it's money. I feel like probably a part of it is to, and although he has, you know, he started quite a few games, is sort of having some sort of guarantee that he's a starter. I think it was quoted or it was alluded that it was to do with ambition. which I kind of feel like kind of is a little bit, you know, kind of disrespectful, because I feel like we, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to do here. You know, I think under Klopp, you can see that we're trying to move forward. You know, we're in the Champions League second round. I would imagine, you know, touch wood, you know, we'll go through the second round of the quarter. So I don't know. I don't know. I think with Chan, again, time will tell. I think that's going to kind of be settled and resolved sooner rather than later than it. So, but I feel like if there's any doubt that he's not going to sign anything, then I don't know whether it would be worth looking at, you know, selling him now in January, which hasn't really been muted. So I don't know. I don't know whether they hold out a little bit of hope that he may still sign. I don't know.
Yeah, situation that's still very unclear. What is clear is that Liverpool should be considering themselves as possible second place finishers in the Premier League. It's hard to see them shut that gap on Manchester City, but they should be thinking, well, we're better than United. We can beat Chelsea in this race. We should be eyeing up second here.
Well, after the match on Sunday, I said that for me, you know, looking at them teams today, they're the best two teams in the league. We've had struggles, you know, defensively, but I feel like obviously it's only away from home that we've struggled. I think we've conceded the least goals at home in the league. So, you know, we've been good at home, and it is just our kind of away, you know, the goals away from home. And there's been two anomalies really in the City game more so, but also the Tottenham game, where, you know, it was just a weird kind of game. That was 9 goals that we conceded away from home, but that's against two big teams, you know. And definitely kind of the two top teams for me in the league are City and Liverpool, but biasedly obviously. But yeah, there's no doubt about it that I feel like we're a stronger outfit than United, based on the fact that, you know, how we play football. We do it the right way, but we seem to be getting the results as well now. Chelsea, I think, are a little bit stop-start at times. They have a little good few games where they, you know, they're playing well, and then they have a little bad result. It kind of has a knock-on effect for them, maybe a game or two. So, yeah, there's no doubt about it that we should be pushing for second. You're not going to catch City, obviously, at this point. But, yeah, and I'd like to see that, because I feel like I think we spoke last time, that's what you consider progress, isn't it? You know, if we finish fourth again, although that, you know, that's good, still in the Champions League, you know, you're another year ahead, and you don't really feel like you're making any progress in the league. As tough as it is, you want to be seen kind of moving up, you know, making them baby steps, if you like, up to kind of challenging.
And this could be a big moment for the Reds. Kent, thank you very much for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.